I'm going to start out by saying that Jesus lived a really incredible life. And so can the kids, I suspect the grown-ups can do this, but so they can be quiet. Can the kids, can you remember any of the stories about Jesus from the Bible? Yeah?
He fed the 5,000.
Feeding the 5,000. That is, I only wrote five things myself, and that is on my list. He fed lots of people, actually. There were more than 5,000 because that only counted the blokes. And there were all of the ladies and all of the children as well. So, yes, he definitely miraculously fed the huge crowds.
He had a banquet with his disciples.
He had some banquets before he died. So that was even the week that we're in now, and where we think about Jesus' final kind of hours, he did have a banquet where he washed his disciples' feet. Yeah?
He died on the cross.
All right, you're getting ahead of us. All right, so we're not up to that yet. What else, Jonah?
Jesus' angels had to help him pass three tests.
Jesus' angels helped him to pass three tests. Well, they watched, I think. I don't know that he needed all the help, but that's pretty good. Your parents can get a gold star as well as you. All right, can anyone think of any other things that Jesus did?
He turned water into wine.
Yeah, April?
He fed the 5,000 people.
I think we might have had that one already. That's a popular one. He fed the 5,000. Maybe one more. Yeah.
He died on the cross.
Oh, look. Every year there's someone's child. Jesus had an amazing life, and he had lots of times where he told incredible stories and lots of times where he did incredible things, where he healed the sick. There was even a time where he walked on water, which was pretty special. And there are a few really important things that Jesus taught. I've got three really important things that Jesus taught about. Maybe I'll go to the grown-ups. Grown-ups, can you think of any of the three really important things that Jesus taught?
You're not a grown-up, mate.
Love one another, particularly your enemies.
Love one another, particularly your enemies. That's the number one on my list. Love your enemies and do good to them. Can anyone else think of something that was very important to Jesus? All right, looks like the grown-ups don't know. We'll try. Okay, that God loves everybody, yep. But so that's kind of in that first one, where we love our enemies. If we love our enemies, we probably love everyone else as well. What's another very important thing that Jesus taught?
He turned grapes into sultanas.
He turned grapes into sultanas. In a roundabout way, I guess you can say that that is true. All right. So we have... of those very important teachings, love your enemies and do good to them. I also think that Jesus was particularly concerned about some people. Who was he particularly concerned about?
The Gentiles.
Not the Gentiles.
The disciples.
The disciples, yeah. These are all good.
The poor.
He was very concerned, not about the floor, Theodore. He was very concerned about the poor. And the needy, the Gentiles were all the people in the world who weren't Jews. So Jesus mostly spent his time hanging out with the Jewish people, and then his disciples went and spoke to the Gentiles. But Jesus was very concerned about the poor and very concerned about the needy. And so part of that concern, so on my list, my third thing, is that Jesus loved justice and he loved mercy. When Jesus... teaching his incredible teaching and doing the incredible things he did, when he went and taught these amazing things, he'd hoped that his followers would live in a particular way. And he thought that his disciples and his followers, which includes us, that we should be people who forgive, who are kind, who make peace, who are generous and thoughtful, who are merciful and loving and patient and gentle and joyful. But there were some people that Jesus was very upset with. The people he was upset with were people who made all sorts of rules that would stop people from knowing God and being able to worship him. Because there were some people who were in charge when Jesus was alive, and they were trying to tell people that only some people could know God, and that they needed to do things like pay money or follow all the rules perfectly if God was going to hear their prayers. But Jesus told everyone that this was wrong, and that God wasn't actually angry with them, and that God loved and cared for everyone all the time. And he told his disciples that the most important thing that we can do to show God that we love him is to love others, care for one another, and make sure that everyone is safe and has enough. But the people who were in charge were so upset by what Jesus had to say, they arrested him. And after they arrested him, they said awful things about him and they hurt him, because they thought that by hurting Jesus, they would prove that their way of doing things was better. They thought that being the strongest and the loudest made them right. But this type of thinking is a big problem. It's especially bad because sometimes I think like that too. Sometimes I think that if I'm the loudest and I'm the strongest, that means that I'm right. I think that some of you probably think like that some other time as well. We yell and we fight when we don't get what we want. We don't share, and sometimes that means that we get more than we need and others have less than they need. We hurt people and we leave people out. We don't always listen and try to understand. But what Jesus did in his life, and when they started to bully him and when they hurt him, he wanted to prove that his way was better. So he let himself be treated very terribly. And instead of fighting back, he forgave the people that hurt him. He shows us that the only true way to win against violence is love and forgiveness. So on Good Friday, which is what we call this day, when we remember that Jesus was taken by the people who were angry with him because they thought that they could get rid of him to make him quiet, we remember that they were really upset by his message of love and forgiveness. They were so upset that they actually killed him. We remember that they thought that violence was more powerful than his love. And we remember how Jesus forgave his enemies and how he also forgives us. Good Friday might not sound very good because it's a day where Jesus died. But it's actually an incredible part of the story of his life, and it doesn't end there. The Bible tells us that when Jesus died, he broke the power of death so that when we die one day, we can be with God in heaven forever. And this is good news. That's why it's a Good Friday, because Jesus wins. It's the day that the bad guys thought that they had won, but really we know it is the day that Jesus showed us all that love and forgiveness are more powerful than violence and even death. It's the day that we see in a few days' time that proves that what Jesus said was true. But we'll talk about that on Easter, and I hope that you can be with us on Easter Sunday to finish this story.